Brushing up on safety before the next backyard barbecue. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. The sweet sizzling sounds of food on the grill will be plentiful this holiday weekend. It's also a good time to brush up on safety when it comes to preparing for your outdoor feasts. We enlisted some help from Marion Gravely with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says the biggest food safety mistake most of us will make when we grill is cross-contamination.
Which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook the whatever it is you're cooking. And then if you were to put that back on the same plate.
Gravely suggests using separate plates, one for the raw food and one for cooked food. And when the food is already on the grill, Gravely reminds us to remember the meat thermometer.
The only way to know if you've cooked something thoroughly is to use a meat thermometer. You can't tell by looking.
It will also let us know if the temperature is high enough so that the heat will kill any bacteria that may be there. For burgers, no matter what you think you see, the center of that patty should reach 160 degrees. Another big no-no from backyard barbecues is actually what happens after the food is ready to eat.
Leaving food out too long. Normally, we would say never leave food out for more than 2 hours, but in the summertime, when it's hot, foods should not sit out for more than 1 hour.
For other helpful tips or questions, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.